WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. Today's topic hits close to home, developing self-compassion through mindfulness. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel of self-criticism? You know that feeling when you stumble, make a mistake, or just have one of those ugh days, and your inner voice goes into overdrive. We all experience it, but what if there was a way to break free from that cycle and treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a friend? That's where mindfulness comes in. It's not about becoming some Zen master who floats above the world, it's about bringing awareness to our thoughts and emotions without judgment. Think of it like this: your mind is like a busy street with cars honking and pedestrians rushing everywhere. Mindfulness is stepping back onto the sidewalk, observing the chaos without getting swept up in it. So, how can we cultivate self-compassion through mindfulness? Let's dive into five key takeaways that can seriously level up your inner game. First, recognize your negative self-talk. Become aware of those critical thoughts that pop up. Are you constantly putting yourself down? Notice the patterns and the triggers. What situations or events tend to spark this negativity? Awareness is the first step towards breaking free. Second, challenge those thoughts. Just because you think something doesn't mean it's true. Ask yourself, is this thought helpful? Is it based on facts or just fear? Often, our inner critic is a big olive drama queen, exaggerating and creating unnecessary stress. Learning to question those thoughts can be incredibly liberating. Third, practice self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same compassion you'd offer a loved one struggling through something tough. Imagine your best friend messing up. What would you say to them? Probably something encouraging and supportive, right? Extend that same kindness to yourself. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Fourth, focus on your strengths. Instead of dwelling on your shortcomings, shift your attention to your positive qualities, talents, and accomplishments. We all have unique gifts to offer the world. Celebrate them. Acknowledging your strengths builds self-confidence and resilience. Finally, be patient with yourself. Developing self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. It takes time and practice. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up, just gently guide yourself back to the present moment and continue practicing. You know that feeling when you mess up, but instead of spiraling into negativity, you take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings, and say to yourself, okay, this happened. It's not ideal, but I can learn from it and move forward. That's self-compassion in action. Imagine a situation where you have a presentation at work and things don't go as planned. Maybe you stumble over your words or forget a key point. Instead of letting that one moment define your entire day and spiral into self-doubt, you can use mindfulness to bring yourself back to center. You acknowledge the feeling of nerves or disappointment, but you remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes. You focus on what went well, learn from the experience, and move forward with renewed confidence. That's the power of self-compassion. It helps us navigate the ups and downs of life with grace and resilience. It's about recognizing our shared humanity, embracing imperfections, and treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we extend to others. So, my challenge for you today is this. Take a moment throughout your day to practice self-compassion. When those critical thoughts arise, acknowledge them without judgment. Offer yourself a kind word, and remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media. Tag us at Daily Virtue Podcast and let's keep this conversation going. And remember, every day is a chance to cultivate more virtue in our lives, one mindful step at a time. Until next time, stay virtuous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.